Well, I will say one thing.
Okay.
Big Fatty, are you listening? If Big Fatty had this much content, he would have dragged it out over 2 months. So the fact that we actually waited 2 months and put all the content into one episode.
Yeah, we're talking to you, Big Fatty. We're going to call you and give you some content.
Is enormous.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If Big Fatty had this much,
this is enormous.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4619. UFO for Thursday the 23rd of October 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm gonna finish telling you about lost wages. And can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. Hello, judges. Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're judges today, because y'all, the dancing judges are going to tell us how many days till we switch to standard time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the judges have their scores. Carrie Ann Imam.
That's right, and Big Fatty, when we switch to standard time, you're going to be having to pull out your paddle. Never mind. 10 days. We were at the program. Yeah, the Bad Witch package. We had a reception. It was a free bar, liquor and beer and wine. And y'all, they had a buffet. And y'all, they had like a cheese plate or cheese platter, and they had it look like the yellow brick road, and then little chunks of cheese on the sides of it and everything. Yo, as cute as it can be. I think I might have a picture of that. If I do, I'll put it up on what do you call that thing? Yes, Big Fatty, we don't know. The WWW. Yeah, I do have a picture of it. I'll put it up. It's kind of been eaten a little bit, but Big Fatty. But they had some chips and dip, and y'all, they had these sliders. It was brisket with bacon and some cheese and some sort of delicious like chutney or whatever. And y'all, it was lovely, just lovely, I tell you. And y'all, they had cookeries. They had chocolate cookeries with green mint chips in it, and some red velvet cake cookeries. And they had several other things. They had some warm soft pretzels with a cheese dip and all. And y'all, and they had green and white popcorn. The green was kind of a caramel cone, and the white popcorn was just the regular salty, so it was kind of the sweet and salty. And y'all, we headed our way into the theater. And y'all, as you look at the stage, y'all, it's the big curtain and the big speakers and everything, and you can see the chairs down there and all, and you can hear the orchestra warming up in the background. And y'all, and I will say this, the Sphere gets an A+ on starting right on time. We do not reward those who come in late. No, Big Fatty. And anyway, y'all, it started right on time, and y'all, the curtain opened up, and y'all, none of it was real. It was all of the projection. Y'all, the lady told us it was the projection of the inside of Radio City Music Hall, and y'all, the absolute quality and massiveness of this place is just breathtaking is what it is. And y'all, they've enhanced the sides over of the thing, because you know the regular show was, you know, just in a square film what is that called? It was a box projection. And y'all, this is, you know, almost, you know, 200 and something degrees or whatever. So you had to add in the sides, and y'all, they've done an excellent job with that. You can tell in some scenes that that it's a little AI-ish. Y'all, I'd love to see the same thing after AI got a hold of it in 5 years. I'm sure it would just be, I don't know what's real and what's not. But y'all, it's in 8K. And y'all, I won't spoil it for anyone going, but y'all, the tornado scene is absolutely spectacular. And they've enhanced and added more of the tornado movement and all. It's absolutely spectacular. Now, they have cut out some things, and a Wizard of Oz purist like myself, we would we've noticed these things. That, you know, there is a line here and a line there, and you know, there's only one scene that's specifically cut out that I noticed. It was of the larger of the cuts. And y'all, it was the one of where the lion, they're waiting to get in to see the wizard, and the lion sings, "If I was the king of the forest." They cut that whole number out. But y'all, when Glinda comes in, you're just immersed into her bubble. Hey, that sounds vulgar. And there are lots of other special effects and everything. And y'all, then at the very end, you know, they run the credits of the movie, and then they run the credits of the redo, you know, the enhanced version. And y'all, there must be 1,000 names of people maybe not 1,000, maybe 500 names of people that had something to do with the creation of this. And y'all, it's absolutely spectacular. Yeah, well, I'm going to post a couple of more pictures today. Y'all, after the show, you go down to it's not the main entrance level, but it's like level 2, I say, chew. And y'all, they have Professor Marvel's wagon there. And they have the hot air balloon of the wizard. And they've got the area where the wizard, you know, is, you know, pushing the buttons and turning the cranks and everything. And y'all, then they have a live kind of program where they have someone come out and portrays the wizard, and they talk to him and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, it's just very well done. Very well done. And that was Thursday. And y'all, by the time Thursday was over, my sister-in-law was going to go get a drink up at the bar at the hotel, and she went up there. I said, I'm tired. And y'all, I was in the bed by 8 p.m. in the evening, and the bar closed at 9, so she wasn't far behind. And y'all, I slept until probably about 7 a.m. the next morning. Y'all, I was just pooped. Yes, Big Fatty. Then we got up on Friday, and y'all, none of the other folks that I went with had ever been to Lost Wages. So we went and walked the strip a little bit. Saw the area where there's a display the Palazzo, which is part of the Venetian. And I'll put a picture of Big Fatty in front of that display. And y'all, then they've got the giant ruby slippers outside I may have posted the pictures of the display and all. But anyway, and we walked around. We had a nice lunch in the Paris resort in a Parisian cafe. Y'all, it was delicious. Just delicious, I tell you. And y'all, then at 2, I say 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon, my sister-in-law and I, we went back and saw the movie again. Now, we did not have the Bad Witch package. We just had standard seats. We were a section higher and a little bit to the left. So we just kind of wanted to see how it was from that position. And y'all, there's one thing I noticed that in the movie, the actors don't look directly at the camera. They look slightly above the lens of the camera. So, y'all, when we were sitting higher, it was like they were looking at us, and the sound was a little better, a little higher up. But y'all, the tornado wasn't nearly as intense, but it was, you know, if you hadn't seen it before, it was still quite the experience higher up. If you're going, I would suggest getting something in the high 206 section or the low 306 section. So we saw it again, and y'all... Friday evening, we went to downtown Old Las Vegas. That's Fremont Street. And we went to a place at the Circa Hotel called Barry's. And y'all, it was a highfalutin place. They escorted us into this room, but we were right by the wine cellar, and y'all, we were in the room all by ourselves. And y'all, it was expensive, but it was just a wonderful way to end the trip. We walked out and watched the video show on the ceiling of Fremont Street, and y'all, then it was just so loud and noisy and everything. Y'all, it's a young people's place down there. We headed on back to the motel. The rest of them went up to the bar for a nightcap. Big Fatty packed up his valise. Y'all, we were at the Aeropuerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aeropuerto, by about 6:15 on Saturday morning. Y'all, our flight left at 7:15 a.m. in the morning. Y'all had a lovely brofkas on the aluminum tube of death. Big Fatty had the Belgium waffles, and y'all, they were both, I don't know, they were about the size of a grapefruit. Y'all, under one of them, it was a buttery, mapley, brown sugary deliciousness. And under the other one, it was the buttery and a blueberry compote. And it came with some yogurt and more blueberry compote and some granola and a warm croissant. And y'all, we got back into Hatlanta. I don't know, about I don't know, it's probably about 2:30 or 3 o'clock when we got to the car, and then we drove back to my sister's house up on the lake. Y'all, we were both tired, and we stopped at the Waffle House and had brufkas for supper. Got back to her place. Y'all, we watched The Survivor from Wednesday night. Hit the hay, got up on Sunday morning, and I left, had some coffee. I left probably about 9:30 a.m. in the morning, got gas, $2.48 a gallon, and then got back here to the villa about 1:15 or so, and, you know, unpacked the valise and, you know, kind of caught up, and y'all then... Monday and Tuesday have been kind of back to the old grind here, And I told you I went shopping and all on Monday. And two, I say Tuesday, had that senior size class. And y'all, today, hump day, got up. Y'all had cheese toast for my breakfast and my coffee. Did my puzzles. Read the paper. And then it was all fire was off on the morning nipple walk. Did Fat Acres. It did not do the big circle. Came back and picked the nip up and we were off to get Earl Grey washed. And then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. As I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East. Y'all, they had several things on sale. Y'all, they've got the Von's East peanut butter filled pretzels. They're pretty good, but y'all, they've got them dipped in milk chocolate. They were on sale, so I got me a package of those. Y'all picked up another half gallon of my pickle juice. Y'all, I picked up they didn't have those good soft ginger cookies cookeries in the bakery. So I picked up a bag of some nice ginger snaps. Y'all, they had my laundry detergent, buy one get one free. Got one of those. They had the Marie Colander. Chicken pot pies. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Picked up a couple of packages of the diced pancetta. Y'all, they had peach-flavored hot wings in the deli. They were on sale. I hadn't had those, so I decided to try those. Y'all, they had the Lipton chicken soup mix. Y'all love that. And you know, we're moving into soup weather. You know, the turnip head has already jumped the gun. You know, we're just waiting on the weather rat to let us know when it's going to have a soup night. Y'all, they had the good Yancey's horseradish cheddar cheese wedges on sale. Y'all, I got three of them because it's absolutely delicious. Picked up a couple of onions. Y'all, they make, you know, you've seen ground turkey. Well, y'all, they make ground turkey Italian spiced sausage. So that was on sale. I got some of that. Y'all, they had the cut up pineapple chunks on sale. Got a container of those. Y'all, I picked up a couple of more of those Panera bread bowls. I'm going to have chili here soon for right at Fatty's. And we're going to serve it in that. Y'all, I spent $83.65, but I saved $35.95. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, I got home and filled the larder, and y'all, then I've just been piddling around. I ate some of those wings. They were good. And caught up on some of the episodes of the Stephen Colbert. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, the Nip stopped by and we just finished chitter chatting. And y'all, it's late for me to be recording the little show, but I'm sure Moose P is worried sick. But, and y'all, I've got numerous voice letters to play, and I plan on getting to some of those tomorrow. Y'all, I've got an Axe Big Fatty question from my international straight boyfriend, Straight Bob. Plus, y'all, I've received a letter. I'm no longer worried sick. Y'all, Miss Patty Bacon has written. So we'll get to all that on tomorrow's little show and next week. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the enormous little show. Gentlemen, anything you want to say?
If Big Fatty had this much...
This is enormous.
Oh, if Big Fatty had that much, he would have all the gentlemen call us.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.